Have you ever tried to fit in with people? To seek acceptance and to show others, starting with your own family, that you deserve a second chance, or you deserve a new chance because you have changed? I don't know if this has happened to you, but I think that many people listening to this audio will identify themselves with this word. We are always looking to fit in. We don't like to be rejected. Nobody likes to be rejected. Therefore, we always look for ways to show something that we are not, in order to attract those who we don't know. Now, through social networks, people hide themselves behind an image and always try to take the best picture of themselves in order to look for many likes and in this way feel that they are being approved, that they are being accepted by people. But in the end, of all those who like your image, how many of them really know you? Or how many of them do you know? The need for acceptance in the human being grows every day. The problem, my beloved friends, is that this world has filled our minds, our heads, with so many arguments that before accepting someone, we make them go through a number of requirements, and then we judge them to know if we are really going to accept them or not. This leads me to ask myself, who do we want to please? What are we looking for from people? Why don't we get closer to God, who created us and who is with open arms for us, who has expressed his incomparable love through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. In him, we can find true rest, true love, true peace, and true acceptance. Today, people can speak well of you, but tomorrow, maybe, they might change their mind. Today, they can applaud you, and tomorrow, they can boo you. Today, they can give you a pat on the back, and tomorrow, they can kick you up because you are no longer useful. Forgive me for speaking to you in this way, but it is the harsh reality. However, there is someone who, even thought we fail, always remains firm in his love to forgive us, to give us a new opportunity, and to lift us up. So it is important to make a stop in life and start asking ourselves, who do we want to please? Why are we looking for acceptance? Are we looking in the right place? I want to tell you something very special. Many times people are not going to believe in the changes that they are seeing in you. Or maybe they see in me. Because let's be honest, how many times have we been given a new opportunity and we have failed over and over again? And when we say, now I'm going to change, and we try to prove it, it seems that people no longer believe in what we talk about, or what we say, or what we are demonstrating. So if it has happened to you, I think you will identify yourself with this character in the story that I want to talk to you about today. this man, used greatly by God. He dedicated himself to something very bad, thinking that he was pleasing God. And he became so bad that his testimony traveled around the world. When Christians heard that name, the name of that person, they fled, they ran, they were afraid of him, because he was only dedicated to looking for those who followed Christ and preached the gospel to kill them. Until one day, this man had a personal direct encounter with God. One of those encounters that no one can teach you or talk about, but you experience it face to face. And those are the direct encounters with God that transform lives and hearts. This man's name was Saul, and later his name was changed to Paul. That's right. This man was a persecutor of the church, and he persecuted them until he finished them off, until he killed them. He enjoyed it because he considered that by doing this, he was pleasing God. He hadn't realized, as most people do when they judge others, that they are actually doing something wrong. And it is that when we are in certain position, we consider that others are wrong except us. But when Jesus appeared to Saul or Paul, his perspective changed. He realized that what he was doing was not good. And then he decided to follow God. He decided to serve God. And he decided to show the world, to tell the world what God had done in his life. And he began to preach the gospel. However, that is where things get complicated. Because unfortunately, the world, the people around us, and starting with our family, will remember more of what we did wrong, and they will stop seeing the good that is happening. I don't know how you might feel. I believe that the more we're trying to prove to people that we have changed, the more they will be on the lookout, judging us and shaking their heads, giving us to understand that they believe absolutely nothing. So when God comes into our lives, few will believe it. Some will mock you and say, "Now that you don't know what to do anymore, you became a Christian, or you became an evangelical." Some will call you the little pastor liar. Others will mock you, because the first thing that will come to their minds was the old person you were. And all the time, you will learn to face those arguments that they will put in front of you. When they try to extend their right hand or their finger in front of you to accuse you and to remind you of what you were, but when you know that you have been loved, accepted, and forgiven by God, you don't seek to defend yourself. And this is where I want to teach you something practical. You don't have to try to defend yourself. and you don't have to try to prove to people that you have changed. It will become a very heavy burden for you. They will be reminding you of your past. But don't defend yourself. Let the actions speak for themselves, and let God defend you. When we become children of God, my beloved friends, no one can steal the experience, the peace that we feel inside, knowing that something did happen, that the Lord has forgiven us, that the Lord has accepted us. And well, many will not believe it, but this is not about how many believe you, but that you believe it. You believe it firmly in your heart, so that you do not go back, and so that when it is your turn to face those moments where you are going to feel judged, you don't try to defend yourself, nor do you try to run to the world and say, "I have changed. Look, I have changed." Maybe you have problems in your marriage, you hit. Now, I don't want to remind you of the past that you had, but maybe it was not the best. And now that you have known the Lord, your children don't believe you, your wife or husband don't believe you, and your family. What are you going to do? Are you going to turn back, or are you going to trust in the Lord? At first, maybe it will be hard, but remember that God has promised to be there with you at all time, and that He is at work in your life. The time will come, the Lord will speak for you. But when you are a child of God, you don't have to go around telling the world that you are a child of God. Not at all. When you are a child of God, you just start living like one. Remember, when Satan tried to tempt Jesus in the wilderness, the first thing he said to him was, "If you are the Son of God, make these stones become bread." Now, look at this. So subtle. If you are the Son of God, make these stones become bread. And Jesus said to him, "Man should not live by bread alone." Man should not live by bread alone. Jesus didn't have to prove that he was the Son of God. I don't do to prove that I am. I do because it's in me. Because I am. That's what makes the difference. Yes, the world is not easy for us to forget the bad that happened in our past life. But believe me, the time will come when you will be used by God, and they will receive no longer that old man who misbehaved. They will know the new thing that God has done with you. That's why this man named Paul had to struggle with that. And you know something so tremendous. Look in Galatians, the book of Galatians in chapter 1, verse 16. There in all of chapter 1, he begins to tell of his conversion, the experience he had with Jesus. But after he had that experience, look what he did. In verse 16, he says, "Reveal to me his son, so that I might proclaim to the Gentiles the good news about Jesus." When this happened, I did not rush to consult with any human being, neither did I go up to Jerusalem to ask advice from those who were apostles before me. Instead, I went to the region of Arabia. Look what it says. I went to the region of Arabia, and then I returned to the city of Damascus, where I'm going with this. Paul knew it wasn't going to be easy, but he didn't try to convince people that he had changed, that the man who persecuted the church to the end was no longer there. He was no longer the same. When he had that experience with the Lord, he was still. He was silent. He was learning. He was receiving. Because he understood that the time will come when God himself will bear witness of him. My beloved friends, maybe the world doesn't believe what's happening with you today. Maybe people don't give a damn about you, and they don't believe what you really changed. They don't believe that you really changed, or that God changed you. But stop showing others that something did happen. Focus on growing in God. Focus on learning from the Lord. And do like Paul. Try to know the Lord more, so that when the time is right, God will use you. And people will begin to see what God did with you. That will be enough. And then, when the words of God are in your mouth, that will be the testimony. Many will begin to observe that you were and what is happening now. Many will begin to observe what you were and what is happening now. And God himself, my dear friend, the Lord will fight for you. The Lord will give you a testimony of you. And people will understand that God really did a miracle with you. And now you are an open letter for them to be reached to. Courage, get up, do not get discouraged today. Because many do not believe. It is enough that you believed. No one can steal the experience you lived or what you went through with the Lord. That is more than enough. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for this simple word that we receive, that you speak to us, that you teach us and remind us, that we need to understand that you have done your work in us. And what is more than what others might say, you have done it, Lord, and that is enough. Today, I pray for each person that they may understand and they may rest. Those who go out of the way, Lord, giving explanations and seeking people's approval, give them rest. Give them rest and help them to understand that you are in control. Help them to understand that you love them and that the time will come when they will be used by you. You will speak for them. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Today, this message was brought to you by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. And remember that God always comes just in time. Blessings.